In our second reading today, St. Paul tells us that the word of the Lord is near to us, that it is our lips and on our hearts. So we might ask the question today, as we begin our Lenten season, what word has God put on your lips? What word has he put in your heart? And you should be thinking about that right now. Because it is vitally important to us as Christians that we know the word of God that is within our hearts and on our lips. Because we remember that Jesus also said that not everyone who cries, "Lord, Lord," will enter the kingdom of heaven. If it is only on our lips and not within our hearts, then we cannot truly follow Jesus. What is that word that he has put in your lips and in your heart today? It might be a very big word, something to do with your vocation. Maybe it is call to the priesthood, the consecrated original life. Maybe it's a call to marriage. It might be something very small, like, hey, you better call your mom today, realizing that, well, I forgot to call her last week. And that's truth. It might be something very difficult. The word that I put upon you is a word of reconciliation to a friend, a neighbor, a brother, a sister, a mother, a father, a son, or daughter that needs a word of forgiveness, a word of reconciliation, a word of mercy said to them today. Is that the word? It may be a word of love that we misspeak to someone, that maybe we have not said enough in our lives. It may be a word that calls us into a deeper relationship with God and with his Son, Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit. Whatever that word is, we are called to follow it, to proclaim it, and to live it deeply within our lives. That word of conversion, that word of transformation that God gives to us through our baptism, through our unity with him in his Son's passion and death on the cross, that forgives us our sins and unites us to him for all eternity. But it is a word that must be lived. It cannot be a word that we simply bring to Sunday and leave it here in the church, but rather we receive it here this day and carry it out into the world to share it with our friends, our neighbors, our enemies, those who we do not know, the stranger. What is that word that God has placed in your heart this Lenten season that calls us to a deeper conversion through prayer, fasting, and the giving of ourselves in service and in alms to one another? Because whatever that word is, I can guarantee you one thing: the devil does not want you to follow it. And we can say that very clearly because he did not want Jesus to do the will of his Father today. One of the early commentators in our church history, a fellow named Origen, when he was pondering this, he put forth the idea, the thought that the devil did not recognize Jesus as the Son of God. He saw him just as a very holy man, maybe in the likeness of Job. If you don't know the story of Job, it's in the Bible. Please read it. It's a wonderful story, where Job is a holy and righteous man doing the will of God, and the devil is allowed to basically destroy his life. But Job remains faithful. Because in the devil is calling to origin in his hatred for God, in his anger for God, in his pride, could not recognize that God would humble himself, would love humanity so much that he would become like us in all things but sin. That he would become a babe in the arms of our Blessed Mother Mary. That he would be obedient to the words of Joseph. And that he would deign to go into the water and be baptized. And so we too are called to humble ourselves in the presence of God, hearing his word upon our lips and in our hearts, not being distracted by the temptations that are around us, but rather keeping our eyes focused on that cross, that saving cross that we proclaim each Sunday. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. To be enlivened by the Spirit and led by the Spirit into the desert, where we hear the word of God in the silence of our prayers, in the silence of our dreams, recognizing that word that calls us forth. And that word is Jesus Christ. Where is he calling you? Where is he calling me? Where is he calling us as a community? What is that word that he has placed upon us as individuals, as families, and as a church during this time of Lent? And to follow that word in hope and in joy. If you've been following along in Matthew Kelly's Rediscover Jesus, the whole first part is dealing with that. Who is Jesus? And how is he calling us? How do I know him? How am I following him? What is that word that he has placed upon you this day? And to live that word and to discover that word and to rediscover our love in God. So as we come forward today to receive him, to be transformed by him, and then to be sent out to carry him to our brothers and sisters, let us hear his word, let us place it upon our hearts, and let us be transformed in the love of God.